page 70, measure number 24-225, Silver Falls School District 4J. Referred to the people by the district board. Silver Falls School District bond to complete Silverton High School. Question: Is the district authorized to issue general obligation bonds not exceeding $47,500,000 for construction of high school facilities? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary: Passage of this measure would provide funds for capital construction and improvements and bond costs. Specifically, this measure would provide funds to construct, equip, and furnish an approximate 150,000 square foot addition to the new Starter High School built with the bond levy approved in 1994. This addition would include approximately 34 classrooms, computer labs, expansion of the library and cafeteria, an auditorium, physical education facilities, field development and improvements. It would increase the high school's capacity from 500 to approximately 1,400 students. Construct, equip, and furnish a separate agricultural science and industrial arts building to train students for entry into apprenticeship training programs in agricultural science, drafting, carpentry, and welding. Pay bond issuance costs. The bonds would mature in 21 years or less. Explanatory statement. In 1994, voters passed a bond levy for construction of Phase 1 of a two-phase project to build a new high school. The new Starter High School was constructed on Pine Street in Silverton. It was completed in 1997 with a capacity for approximately 500 students. Since 1997, the district's approximately 350 ninth-grade students have been housed at the new building. However, these students must be bused to the old campus for various math, science, and elective classes, losing as much as 20 days of instructional time during the school year. Also, the outdated and inadequate facilities at the high school level are insufficient to provide up-to-date instruction for students to prepare them for entry into trade apprenticeship training programs, as well as college. This bond measure would complete the new high school campus and construct a separate agricultural science and industrial arts building. Completing the new high school would increase student capacity from approximately 500 students to approximately 1,400 students and meet district enrollment needs for the foreseeable future. Enrollment in Silver Falls schools is expected to increase 4.5% between 2006 and 2011, according to enrollment projections from Information Management Systems, Rockford, Mississippi. Complete the new high school. The bond measure would provide funding to complete the new high school facility by constructing, equipping, and furnishing an approximate 150,000 square foot addition to the new Starter High School built with the bond levy passed by the voters in 1994. This addition would include approximately 34 classrooms, computer labs, expansion of the library and cafeteria, an auditorium, physical education facilities, field development, and other improvements. Construct a separate agricultural science and industrial arts building. The bond measure would provide funding to construct, equip, and furnish a separate agricultural sciences and industrial arts building with facilities to train students for entry into apprenticeship training programs in agricultural science, drafting, carpentry, and welding. Bond proceeds can only be used for bond projects. The bond's issue's principal amount cannot exceed $47,500,000. Bond proceeds can only be used for costs associated with the high school completion projects and agricultural sciences and industrial arts building projects listed on this ballot. The bonds would mature in 21 years or less. The estimated increase in property taxes would be approximately $2.74 per $1,000 of assessed value per year over the life of the 21-year bond. During the first 6 years, until the 1994 bonds are retired, the estimated rate would average approximately $2.45 per $1,000 of value in additional property taxes. For the owner of an average home in the Silverton area assessed at $200,000, The bond would cost approximately $548 per year. Rates could vary depending on interest rates and growth in the district's total assessed value. Submitted by Craig Roessler, Silver Falls School District Superintendent. Page 71, an argument in favor of Measure 24-225. Silver Falls School Board urges yes on Measure 24-225. Vote yes for one high school. A promise of excellence in education. Completion of the Pine Street High School campus is essential in meeting the Silver Falls School District's mission statement to provide a learning environment where the highest priority is excellence in education for every student. We must act now. With the current two-campus system, we are falling short of that goal. The needs are clear. One high school will increase student capacity for a growing school district, provide essential facilities, improve efficiency in administrative expenses and practices, and eliminate the busing of freshmen between campuses at the cost of lost class time. Together, we can do it. The Silver Falls District School Board is proud to serve a community that cares for its kids in a school district that takes to heart its motto, "Every child is a promise." The finest schooling for our children is possible through a strong partnership of school district officials, faculty, parents, and community. Together, we can continue our commitment to excellence in education by voting to complete the high school we began in 1994. Silver Falls School District Board members agree. Vote yes for one high school. Dana Smith Madge, David T. Beeson, James Sin, Tim Roth, Jennifer R. Springer, Douglas Morgan. This information provided by Dana Smith Madge, Silver Falls School Board. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Here's another argument in favor on page 71 for Measure 24-225. Students need your vote for high school completion. Silverton High School has two campuses. Schlater Street houses the sophomores, juniors, and seniors, as well as most of the elective classes. Pine Street, the unfinished new high school, is only big enough to house 500 freshmen. The freshmen are being shuttled between the campuses for their classes at Schlater Street. We are running two campuses to the tune of $250,000 per year. We have been doing this for 8 years now. That is $2 million wasted. We are on year 9 now. What is wrong now? Freshmen are leaving 6 minutes early. That's 20 days of that class lost per year. Schlater Street maintenance costs $114,000 more than budgeted last year due to its age. The building costs will continue to keep rising. What will be changed? Silverton High School will be unified. Class time will no longer be lost for everyone. High school running costs will drop due to the new facilities. There will not be any more shuttling costs. Facilities will have dependable heating and cooling. What will be built? Regular classrooms, science labs, additional gym with locker rooms, music rooms, performing arts theater, separate building for agricultural science and vocational arts, 151,000 square feet added to existing 92,000 square feet. Right now, we students are at a disadvantage. How will Silverton students measure up to other schools' SAT scores, state testing, scholarships, and college acceptance when we are losing 20 days of class per year so that we could catch the shuttle? Please, we urge you to vote yes on Measure 24-225 to complete our high school and unite our student body. Silverton High School students urge you to vote yes. Marie Therese Senecal, Zane DeSantis, Stephanie D. Schaefer, Brandon W. Kunze, Ashley Stewart, Ingrid Anderson, Ethan Hupp. This information furnished by Diana Mrybang, PAC co-chair, One High School PAC. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 72, continuing with arguments in favor of Measure 24-225. Farming families vote yes on education. We believe it is time for voters to pass the Silver Falls School Bond Measure this November. Our kids need a high school campus that provides the classrooms and facilities necessary to educate our future. Facts. The bond measure funds completion of the Starter High School, Pine Street campus. It would increase the capacity from 500 to 1,400 students. Our school district high school student population is currently at 1,235 students. That's for year 06-07. The cost to taxpayers would be approximately $2.45 per $1,000 of assessed value, not the market value. Staffing two campuses costs more money in duplicate administrative duties. Construction of an agricultural science and industrial arts building is included on campus. Our students are losing valuable class time and instruction to transportation issues between campuses. Our kids need time in the classroom, not on a bus. Silverton and our surrounding community care for our kids and value their education. Vote yes for One High School. Vote yes for Measure 24-225 in November. Vote yes for education. The following Silver Falls District farming families urge you to vote yes for our kids. Goshi Farms, Brian and Karen Martin, Joel and Donna Rue, Eder Brothers Incorporated, Robert E. Roth, and Joyce A. Roth. This information provided by Diana Mravang, Committee Co-Chair, One High School PAC. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Still on page 72, another argument in favor of 24-225. District business leaders endorse One High School. The Pine Street High School campus must be completed now. We owe it to our kids to provide the best possible education in an increasingly technical and competitive world. We owe it to our community, to ourselves, as a matter of fiscal responsibility. Meeting the need. Schlater Street campus cannot continue to meet the needs of our increasing high school population. Maintenance requirements on the aging buildings funnel district funds at an escalating rate, while the campus remains inadequate in classroom space and facilities required for the demands of modern education. Fiscal sense. The smart choice is to finish what we started with Phase 1 construction in 1991. But the longer we wait, the more we will pay. Does it make financial sense to put off the inevitable as we watch construction and interest costs rise yearly? Why choose to pay more later for what we can accomplish at a reasonable cost today? It's simply sound business policy. Best education. As a community, we are in the business of raising our kids to be skilled workers and solid citizens by providing the educational opportunities they need to achieve those goals. Completion of the Pine Street campus will provide facilities and opportunities for the highest learning potential. Let's assume that responsibility now. High costs of inaction. Sure, responsibility comes with a cost, but consider the ongoing cost in duplicating administrative and maintenance expenditures for two campuses. Consider the educational costs of a patchwork system busing kids between campuses at a cumulative loss of a month of class time yearly. Consider the immeasurable cost to students, families, and the community in failing to provide our kids with an optimal learning environment. Vote One High School. It's fiscally smart, and it's for our kids. Don Kelly, Tracy Mosher, Samuel L. Sloper, Celia E. Stapleton, Irvin G. Stadelai, President and CEO, Stadelai Underground, Kyle Palmer, and Molly O'Brien. This information provided by Diana Mravang, Co-Chair, One High School PAC. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 73, another argument in favor of Measure 24-225. Please vote to complete the high school. Because we can, because we should, because we care, because it matters. The health of an individual is dependent on many factors. The same is true of the health and well-being of a community. Silverton is a healthy, thriving community, a community that cares. A healthy community requires a healthy school system. Our high school needs our attention. In medicine, we are committed to providing quality health care. We have the same commitment to education. Healthcare matters. Education matters. This is our chance to show our community cares. Our kids deserve it, and our community needs it. Please join us in voting to complete the Pine Street High School campus. Robert J. Roseborough, M.D., Lori Roseborough, Chandra Greed, M.D., Rodney E. Orr, M.D., Dr. James Nealon, Shelley Nealon, Harris Waters, M.D., Robert L. Larson, Jr., M.D., Elizabeth J. Blount, M.D., Clinton C. Sanford, M.D., Dr. Denise Dalisky. This information provided by Diana Marivang, co-chair, One High School PAC. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Still on page 73, the final argument in favor of Silver Falls School District 4J, measure number 24-225. Educators for One High School. Silverton's young people are growing up in a world that is increasingly competitive. Even entry-level positions require high levels of skills and knowledge, and colleges and universities are becoming increasingly selective in their admissions practices. Silverton area citizens can have a lasting legacy for their children by approving the bond to complete construction of the high school, which will increase teaching and learning time by 10% or more for many high school students by eliminating early dismissal and transit time between campuses. This is equivalent to adding 18 instructional days to the school calendar. Increase opportunities for student-teacher interaction before, during, and after the school day. This benefits all students, but particularly those who may be experiencing academic difficulty. Enhance the academic program by freeing funds currently spent on maintenance and repair of the Schlater Street campus for instructional use. In the 2004-05 fiscal year, the Schlater Street campus required $149,000 in maintenance and repairs, compared to $11,000 at the Pine Street campus. Make more efficient use of faculty time, since fewer minutes will be spent by teachers in transit between the two campuses. Create a safe, healthy learning environment by providing a structure that meets current earthquake, fire, and ventilation codes and is free of mold and mildew. Communicate a clear message to students about the value of community places on learning. Construction costs continue to increase faster than the rate of inflation. If we delay, we will pay a higher price for this project in the future. We urge Silverton area citizens to act now to create a safer, more effective Silverton High School. Vote yes on the Silverton School District bond. Silver Falls Education Association asks you to vote yes on Measure 24-225. Joanne E. Chavez, President, Silver Falls Education Association. This information provided by Diana Marivang, One High School PAC. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar.